Glory, praise, and honor be to you, O risen Lord. You who live and reign, be with us and guide us by the light of your word, now and forevermore. Amen. God unleashed a great power in the world called love. Love has a remarkable ability to unite, bond, tie together the hearts of two individual people into one united life. This love is what makes marriages beautiful. Jesus describes this love. The two will become one flesh, so they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate. This kind of love is more than just romantic feelings or enjoying time together with a friend. This love is life-transforming. They are no longer two, but one flesh. Each merges themselves into the other and comes out with a new joint identity, intertwined in heart and life. When one of them dies, there is a tearing apart and an emptiness where the other person used to dwell. The one flesh has been cut in two. The wound is hard to survive. The disciples of John the Baptist asked Jesus why his disciples did not fast like them. Jesus replied, "How can the guests of the bridegroom mourn while he is with them? The time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them. Then they will fast." Jesus describes himself as the bridegroom and all believers as his bride. Our sinful natures try to blind us to how much God loves us. But God speaks his words of love into our hearts. He says, "God so loved the world that he gave his son." How much love does it take to move a father to give his son for his enemies? God has washed us holy in his son's blood. Our stinking sins are forever gone. God has lavished his love on us when he declared us the children of God. Jesus has a special bedroom in his Father's heavenly mansion and a special chair at the banquet table in paradise just for us. We are in. But Jesus didn't give his life and rise from the dead just to let us in the club, just to be another chorus of heavenly voices singing his praise. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit have given so much so that we would be bonded to them for all eternity as a bride, as children in love. Jesus used another picture besides a marriage to describe our relationship with him. "I am the vine, you are the branches." We were by nature wild branches, but now we have been grafted into Jesus, the vine. Today in our gospel lesson, Jesus unfolds a deeper level of his love for us. Jesus describes his mystery as we in God and God in us. In April of 1996, Life magazine's cover story and several TV programs featured two kindergarten sisters from a small Lutheran elementary school of 67 students. What was so special about Abigail and Brittany Hensel? They are conjoined twins. They don't like the term Siamese twins just because of the circus connotation of that term. They are joined from the shoulders down. They have two arms, two legs, share one torso, but have two heads. Internally, they have two hearts, two spinal columns down to their hips, and three lungs between them. Each girl controls one arm and one leg. If you tickle their side, only one girl laughs. And yet they are very coordinated. They swim, dance, ride a bike, tie their shoes together, and even shuffle a deck of cards without looking. When one sneezes, the other instinctively raises their hand to cover the other's mouth. When one of them is naughty, they both have a timeout. When one wants to go outside and the other one wants to watch TV, they flip a coin. When one wants to read a book and the other one wants to sleep, they clip a nightlight to the book. They make it work, because the two have one flesh. What an interesting picture of marriage. They are living in each other's skin. What an interesting picture for us and Christ. Patty and Mike Hansel, their parents, decided early on that they would not be separated. In all likelihood, one of them would have died from the surgery and the other one would have been severely crippled and deformed. Isn't that the point Jesus is making when he says, "Because I live, you also will live"? Jesus is not just saying that I am living and you also will live. He says, "Because I live." Jesus is where we receive our life from. He is the host vine. We are grafted into him, united with Christ. He is our only source of life. If Jesus had not risen from the dead, we would still be in our sins. When Jesus said this, he was preparing his disciples. He was going to die for all sins and rise from the dead. He wanted his disciples, after he had risen, to understand what his resurrection meant for them. "Because I live, you also will live." Jesus is our only source of life. If we are amputated from him, we die. We have no life on our own, independent from him. But because he does live, we are grafted into him, and we will live in him. Not even physical death can separate us from him. When Abigail and Brittany came to Oprah Winfrey's show, the audience gasped. The girls looked like a two-headed monster. But as they were telling how they play at school, how one of them likes crackers in their soup and the other one hates crackers, how some people stare at them, but they simply just pretend those people aren't there, how they encouraged a school buddy who was struggling trying to open a milk carton with the words, "You can do it, you can do it." As they were telling the audience their stories, the audience noticed how the two girls stroked each other's hair and kissed each other repeatedly on the cheek. They were comforting each other through the scary spotlights and questions. They weren't a two-headed monster. They were two loving sisters who had their best friend by them for all the days of their lives. They know what love really is. They were not just joined physically. They were joined in the strongest bonds of love. They wouldn't want to be away from each other. The world mocks at the relationship Christians have with Christ. But listen to how Christ describes it. "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. He lives with you and will be in you. I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you." The unbelieving world doesn't get it because they're not in Christ. The Holy Spirit and Christ are not in them. Our faith is not just a signing on to a list of truths or a recipe for going to heaven. God has made us his own and brought us into himself. God has given us trust in him. He has given our hearts peace and joy in his love. Jesus has come in and driven out guilt, shame, and fear. The Holy Spirit has brought truth and wisdom into our thinking through his holy word. Jesus, who is both human and God, is the glue that unites us to the Father. Jesus is in the Father. But what amazes us is that in the same breath, Jesus declares that we are in him and he is in us. God doesn't stand outside of us and let us just bask in the sunshine of his glory. The mystery of his love is that he is in us and we are in him, united, grafted in, nourished, sustained, constantly being loved. He strokes our hair and kisses our cheek, reassuring us that we are his and he is ours. Of course, the world is threatened by the love we have with our Lord. They see us as monsters because they don't know what it is to have such a united love, such an inseparable life. Jesus calls for us to appreciate the life he has given us in himself. Most of the time, Brittany and Abigail got along well. They had, and now at the age of 30, I'm assuming they still have, a great spirit of cooperation and compromise. They look out for each other. But at times they disagreed. As children, when they couldn't agree on where to go, neither one of them went anywhere. At one time, Brittany got mad and hit Abigail in the head with a rock. At that moment, they may have wanted to get away from each other, at least for a moment. At times, we might want to get away from Jesus, to not be so closely connected to him. Each of our sins is like hitting Jesus in the head with a rock, wanting him to amputate us from the vine. Our sinful natures pretend that we can be loosely connected to Jesus and still have enough independence to do our own thing, which really means to enjoy our pet sins. Jesus talks about the effects of us being joined together with him in his life. If you love me, you will obey what I command. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. We are not like Abigail and Brittany in the sense that we are equal partners in this body with Christ. We are joined together with God, with our God. He still remains our God, no matter how intimate our relationship is with him. He knows what is best for us. He commands us to obey him and not hit him in the head with rocks of rebellion. He has revealed his truth, and we are to hold his word in its truth and purity. We are to preach and teach it to another generation and to the world so that all who hear it can join us, be grafted into the vine of life, and share our life in Jesus. We are not only to teach his word, but trust and live in his word, in all its truth. Jesus in love has wed us to himself. We are in him, and he is in us. Now he wants to see our love for him. He isn't looking for us to speak in tongues or quiver and shake. He wants us to believe and obey his word. Jesus wants us to love him more than the impulses and pleasures of our sinful flesh, more than the praise and power of this world, more than our own life here in this world. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. To those who don't believe in Jesus, they will sink ever deeper into the darkness. For us who are the children of God, Jesus continues to show himself, his truth, his love, his power in our lives. Why is it that we trust God's word and that we believe in the miracles of baptism and the Lord's Supper? How is it that we can say no to temptations that used to trap us over and over again? How can it be that we, who have done so many sinful things, can actually have a peaceful conscience and not a guilty conscience? How can we be perfectly content, being nobodies in this world, content with our daily bread, and content with family and friends thinking we are fools for being Christians? How can we, who are so limited, teach God's truth in God's word and its truth and purity? How is it that death no longer scares us? We have these convictions not because of ourselves, but because Christ living in us. We know our Savior and the life we already have with him. When we are home in heaven, we will see with ever clearer eyes just how he has carried us through each and every day, has been our constant companion and partner. Then we will know the joy of being loved beyond measure. There is no one in this world that loves us as much as our God. He is our life, our love, and our salvation. Rejoice and sing his praise, for he has unleashed his love in our hearts and lives. Amen. Heavenly Father, God of all grace, may your word find a gentle home in our hearts. Fill us with your light and love all the days until we greet you in the mansions of heaven. Amen.